Exclusive: Arizona's Abraham Hamada hammers George Soros-funded prosecutors for refusing to prosecute crime. By Jacob Bliss on April 25, 2022. Former prosecutor in Maricopa County Attorney's Office Abraham Hamada, running as a Republican candidate for Arizona Attorney General, told Breitbart News Saturday this past weekend that the left wants to reimagine our society by having George Soros-funded prosecutors refusing to prosecute real criminal cases and follow their own agenda. Hamada, who is an intelligence officer in the U.S. Army Reserve and deployed for 14 months in Saudi Arabia where he negotiated military sales and managed the training for their county's domestic security forces, hammered the Soros-funded prosecutors for ignoring real crimes such as the Hunter Biden laptop but then spending time going after the family of former President Donald Trump. He noted that Soros, since 2015, has been funding a long-game campaign to put in secretaries of state and prosecutors all across the country for his own agenda. Since, at the state level, the positions have a lot of power, Soros realized that prosecutors, AGs, have such an important role. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Abraham Hamada, April 23, 2022. When you look at what New York Attorney General Letitia James is doing to the Trump family over there, it's basically criminal. Yet they ignore Hunter Biden, Hamada said. Democrats play to win. Republicans have been playing nice. And the reason why we're in this mess in the country is not just because of the radical left, but because of the weak-kneed Republicans who allow them to take control, he added, acknowledging the party needs to have a better offense. I mean, the law is nothing without enforcement. It's just a piece of paper with text on it. Hamada, who is looking to be Arizona's attorney general, said if he wins the election, he intends to ask the state legislature, which Republicans control, to give him the authority to go over and take over some of these criminal cases that the George Soros-funded prosecutors are refusing to prosecute. Acknowledging he has endorsements from Trump's national security team, former Director of National Intelligence Richard Grenell, Kash Patel, former National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien, and former Acting Secretary of Defense Chris Miller, he said the Anti-Defamation League, ADL, rated him as one of the most dangerous candidates running for office because he is dangerous to their status quo. When we talk about the lawlessness, it's not just that down at our border, it's in our cities, he explained. And we saw that so often with BLM, Black Lives Matter, George Floyd rioting, where our elected officials, even on the Republican side, were so quick to throw law enforcement under the bus, which is so sad to see, especially me, you know. Here I am in the Army, and I always get thanked for my service. And you know, this is all intentional, orchestrated by the radical left. And they want to see us in chaos, and they want to turn our cities into Gotham City, and it's exactly what's happening. Right now we have a shortage of police officers across the country because this is what the leftists want to do. They want to reimagine our society, he stated. Regarding how to combat the Soros-funded groups and people, he said it is essential to meet with law enforcement and have their backing. Hamada said that worse than being defunded is the demonization of law enforcement officers, which has exponentially increased over the last few years. Right now, you're having police second-guessing themselves, which might endanger them, he added. They're worried about some civilian review board, or the city councilors, city mayor, you know, going up in arms against them. But this is where the AG's office, and which is why I'm calling the state legislature to empower the attorney general's office to go into these leftist counties, these leftist cities to take over these criminal cases. We have to restore law and order, he determined. I mean, what you're seeing here in Arizona. And it's all across the country, I mean, George Soros and the left there. They've infiltrated every aspect of our lives and that we can't even escape. When we talk about restoring law and order, the United States is a nation of laws, and once you get rid of that concept we don't become anything different than another third world country, he explained. So this is why Donald Trump says our country is dying. And you know, we this November will determine our country's future for the next century. So this is why we got to win big, and in November we got to elect the right type of America First Republicans. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.